Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. Okay, so when George Bush beat Al Gore by the Electoral College, lost the popular vote, my first thought was, well, that's interesting, but that's what the Electoral College is about. President Trump then beat Hillary Clinton by losing the popular vote, and it looked for a time as if perhaps the president would win re-election and again lose the popular vote. That would have been three out of the last six presidential elections. If that's the case, and it turns out it's not going to be with President Trump in re-election, but maybe it's time to revisit it. Barry Fadum is on the phone line. He's the president of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. And there is a method to get rid of the Electoral College by using the Electoral College. Barry, welcome.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this subject today.
Yeah, you know, it fascinates me because I understand if you're a small state why you like the Electoral College, and changing the Electoral College would require an amendment, and you know, I don't think you're going to get 2/3 of the states to go for that.
You've already served up two easy things that we got to talk about first. Let's just do small states. So small states today are the most punished group of states in the country.
No, don't get it. I'm coming to that. I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But so those were the arguments, right? I can see why those states would not want to approve an amendment getting rid of the Electoral College. But the fact is they may well benefit from this popular vote idea that's gaining traction right there. Illinois is one of the states, and there are how many, 15 states altogether that have signed on?
Right. In fact, 15 states plus the District of Columbia. And the first national popular vote bill was introduced in your great state of Illinois in 2006. And Illinois was one of the very, very first states to pass the national popular vote proposal in 2008.
I love the way this works. Explain for me the pact and how it works.
Here's the important part. This proposal guarantees that whichever presidential candidate receives the most votes in all 50 states and the District of Columbia is elected president. Emphasis on the word guarantee. But you do not need to abolish the Electoral College to achieve national popular vote in this country. The reason we have the problems today is that 48 states have the exact same state law. It's called winner-take-all. Your state's the same. And whoever gets the most votes on election day, in the election, when they finish counting, gets all the electoral votes. That has led to battleground states and spectator states. And Illinois knows what a spectator state is. So if both parties say, we know who's going to win those states, no campaign, no voter participation, and only the battleground states, as we've watched this week, these are states in which both parties says, yes, we can win those.
Barry, I don't think, I mean, I'll probably be proven wrong, but other than for fundraising trips, I don't know that there have been presidential candidates campaigning in Illinois since Bill Clinton's first term.
Oh, no, that's the point. You are a spectator state like 38 other states were this election. So that's why the national popular vote proposal is not in effect yet. Doesn't go into effect. So now I can explain the proposal. It's an interstate compact where states enter into an agreement to award their electoral votes, not to win the most votes in their state, winner take all, but to award their electoral votes to whoever wins the most votes in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. This agreement goes into effect when enough states join the agreement that it equals that magic number, 270 electoral votes worth of states. So Illinois' electoral votes are among 15 states in the District of Columbia. So right now, today, we have 196 electoral votes of states in the compact. We only need 74 more electoral votes worth of states for the agreement to go into effect. So we are very bullish that we just watched the last chaotic election of that type, and in 2024, the president will be elected by the national popular vote.
So just to restate it, if you get a coalition of states that make up 270 electoral votes who agree that the national winner, the national popular vote winner, will get all of their electors, then this kicks into effect, and if you win the popular vote, they live up to that. Then that's who wins. The popular vote wins the presidency.
Perfectly stated. So the Electoral College today is a rubber stamp for 50 individual state votes. It will remain as a rubber stamp on the national popular vote.
I'm looking at the 15 states and the District of Columbia. I don't see a red state there.
Yes, so let's talk about that for a second. So this proposal is absolutely nonpartisan for the following reason. The Founding Fathers gave state legislatures the exclusive right to make the decision how to award electoral votes. As I just said, 48 states have the same state law. But the question for a state legislature is, what method of electing the President of the United States and awarding our electoral votes is in the best interest of our state? And back in 2008, the Illinois legislature and governor agreed that it was in the best interest of Illinois that Illinois be a battleground state like every state should be every presidential election. So electing the president by the national popular vote was in the best interest of Illinois.
You know, if you're a downstate farmer in Illinois, you complain. There's even three counties voted to secede from the state last week. But, you know, you complain that you live in a blue state and your voice isn't heard. This is a way not only that your vote would likely count toward a presidential election, but, you know, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, they didn't visit many farmers in central and downstate Illinois this year because they didn't have to.
Exactly right.
So I know the opponents say that you would focus only on the big cities, and I get that.
So let's talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, take that.
So, you know, big cities don't control elections today. Under the current system and under national popular, they would not either. And how do we know that? Well, we can just look at how the presidential campaigns were conducted in the battleground states where every vote counts. Or look at your governor's race in Illinois or governor's races in California. Statewide races, you have to campaign for every vote. You don't write off the suburban areas or the rural areas and say, oh, we'll only campaign in the biggest cities. You campaign everywhere. But the fact is, look, in a 50-state campaign, presidential campaigns will be conducted everywhere. TV and radio ads go into all parts of states. So under national popular vote in every state will count, and every voter will have a chance to participate in the presidential
election. You tell me, but I'm thinking five of the last six popular votes have gone toward the Democrats for president, right? Is it
yes.
Five out of six? So if you're the Republican Party, why would you ever sign off on this?
So great question. So, you know, in 2016, we passed the Arizona House, very red chamber, and two-thirds of the Republicans voted yes, and two-thirds of the Democrats voted yes. And you ask, well, why is that? Well, it goes back to both parties feeling, again, that for that state to be relevant in the presidential election, now, of course, it's become a battleground state since, but for them to be relevant, national popular vote was in the best interest. We have the Republican members of the national popular vote team. The way they say it is that they want a level playing field because they believe that there's a right of center country. And to them, it's like, we'll bring on the national popular vote and we'll win that. The Democrats on our team are of the same feeling, that national popular vote levels the playing field, just like every other election conducted in this country.
Think of all the Republican votes out of California that the candidate could get. You know, he loses, under this system, he or she loses all those electoral votes because the Democrats control the state.
Right. But so you're exactly right. So the losing side in every state in this country, where do those votes go or count? They count for nothing. But a national popular vote, every vote would count. And let's just quickly comment on what's the voter want? And I like to describe it this way. So it's election night, and he or she is sitting in front of the TV watching the election returns. What they want to know is that their vote counted, really, really did count. And now they can look at the TV screen, and it's 28,148,000, whatever it is, and they can see that their one vote is in that total. And the second thing they want is when all the votes are counted, just like in every other election in the country, whoever gets the most votes wins. And those two values of the American voter are unshakable, and that's why we will get we are going to finish this by in time for 2024.
Barry Fadum is the president of the National Popular Vote. I wish you well, and let's stay in touch.
Steve, thank you very much for your time.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.